There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450, and the word free. And you can call us, talk about whatever is on your mind. We've been talking about, well, minimum wage, and then a basic income guarantee, which is sort of like welfare for everybody. You know, you're always going to get a check from the government. You know, what that might be like. It's kind of interesting. It's Mark with you.
Cantwell.
Oops. One more time, gentlemen.
Cantwell.
Rich Paul.
855-450-FREE. Let's go to Sheila, calling in from Los Angeles. Sheila, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I think we should stop talking about getting a job, get a job, get a job, and emphasize more the entrepreneurial approach to things. The Prussian school system that we've inherited or been indoctrinated in is all for designed for creating cogs in the wheel and creating employees. And the idea that you could just go out and find a need and fill that need in the market and be clever about it, that entrepreneurial spirit has been pretty much erased. And granted, now there's a lot of opposition to that and a lot of regulation, but that is the essence of it.
Let me ask you this, Sheila. I'm not against what you're saying. Let me ask a couple of questions. So, as a young person, I got a job, and I work for myself now. There were a couple of failed businesses in between, and certainly a lot of jobs before that, but. I kind of feel like, and maybe this is just because the path I took, but I kind of feel like I learned my lessons with a job. Like I learned lessons that I may not have learned on my own being an entrepreneur. Do you think that just jumping in as an entrepreneur is a good idea?
Well, I think that there will always be jobs, but that if we want to do the most good, we should talk some more about the entrepreneurial aspect of it, because if we create more entrepreneurs, they will create more jobs just by virtue of their, you know, cleverness of being entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And but if people don't ever think about it like, oh, I could make money like without having to go, you know, get a job. Why don't I make a job? Why don't I guarantee I'll never be unemployed because I employ myself?
So I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, now, I was also going to say, I work with a lot of small business people, and practically all of them are overworked. There is way more work than they can ever do, and the business is always, you know, often just a fair of the heart. You know, you're just pouring everything into it because you're hoping and expecting that you're going to get rewarded on the back end. So there's the idea that there's quote unquote unemployment is a bit of a fiction, because there's way more work out there, and plenty of small business people who would adore being able to hire somebody to empty the trash or dust the office or do the filing or anything, and they do it all themselves. But we know that that's because of government interference in the market. Because
it really is. It's the risk.
It's so impossible with the regulation and the payroll taxes and that they can't actually afford to hire people for work that would naturally be given to lower paid workers.
It's the risk. I mean, I just find that, you know, as far as hiring people, it would just be too, it's just too much of a risk. It's more than I'm care to do. I'd rather just take care of the problem myself.
I'm right there with you. And the first demand of the Union of Unemployed People is the right of people to offer or accept employment at any mutually agreeable terms. But the second demand is the right to scrape by. And by that, we mean to run a small business out of your house, cook dinner for your neighbors, take in their laundry, and do it without taxation and without government interference. And that's, to us, it's the second the second way of becoming employed. And, you know, Mark is right that starting your own business isn't right for everybody all the time. But, you know, I remember starting a handyman business with $300 and a credit card when I was 20, and I made, what I considered then to be a good living off that for quite a while, and I learned a lot about how to do business and how to please customers and the things that you have to know. So the UUP is right there with you.
Thanks a lot, Sheila. I really appreciate it. 855-453, 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Jess. Jess, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you doing? I had a question for y'all. It probably has to do in with the whole unemployment and wage issue, too, but it might not sound like it. What do y'all think is a frontline soldier?
What do I think of as a frontline soldier? Well, there's not really a line anymore, but I suppose somebody who's taking fire.
Well, there's definitely a rear echelon and a front line. There's a difference.
Yes. There's certainly rear echelon.
Yes, yes. But what do you consider a rear echelon? Like if a rocket could hit the rear echelon, are they considered rear echelon then?
I think that, okay, so, yes. Well, the likelihood of the rocket hitting diminishes the farther you get back from whatever the fighting area is. But certainly anybody who's stateside, right, they're certainly rear echelon.
Oh, yes,
and,
course,
you know, some tens of miles back, I guess.
Yes. But I'm talking about, you know, because I've had this come across me. If you're over in the war zone, and you're in a base, you're considered, at least on the media, in the rear with the gear. And this whole, I don't know if that's how y'all perceive it, but the way I perceive it, and if you see it on the TV and just throwing out at you, like, frontline soldier, guy with a gun on the line, you know, in the trenches, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And they totally take away from the people, you know, who are like, well, if you were the enemy and I was going to attack the infantry, I'm not going to attack the infantry first. You know, how about cut off their supply lines, you know?
Sure.
You know, bomb their water. But nobody, why don't you see that? I wanted to know.
Well, I think you see plenty of it. I mean, the United States sends airplanes into places and drops bombs on all types of stuff, and it's rarely like groups of guys with guns who are about to go raid some, you know, military base. It's people who they perceive to be support staff and quite frequently women and children.
They even take out their soldiers years before they're old enough to pick up a gun.
Exactly.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about the United States attack. I'm talking about the way that it's perceived here with our soldiers. Like, if you say, oh, you know, I drove a truck.
Yeah. So you're talking about, like, you go to the VFW and, you know, you're getting into some conversation and you feel like during that conversation that you don't have a sufficient amount of respect even though you're trying to drive around IEDs and that sort of thing?
Not the VFW, just the whole perception of the average population.
The perception of what?
The VFW people, the perception of just the average population.
Okay.
The VFW people understand because, you know, they're from Vietnam and World War II, and they know that, you know, in order to kill the infantry, you have to kill the water. You have to kill the ammunition.
Yeah.
You have to kill that stuff first. You can't just attack the infantry when they're fully loaded. You know,
yeah, I just don't hear these conversations. I, you know, for me, this doesn't occur in my world where people are saying, those people driving the trucks and supplying the water and all that stuff. They're nothing compared to the guys who are doing the shooting. I would, I haven't heard people.
Well, nobody's making a war propaganda film about the guy who delivers water in Iraq. They're making the movie about Chris Kyle, and then everybody's like, look at this American hero.
There's got to be a water. Waterboy joke there somewhere.
He's the tip of the spear, right?
The sad thing is, though, like, the most of the injuries, you know, because it's mostly injuries. They're not trying to kill us. They're trying to just, it's worse
blow legs
to
off.
Injure somebody. You know, it's better to maim somebody than it is to do that. And the most of the people who are being maimed are the people who, you know, delivering Gatorade to, you know, the little outposts and And
well, I'll tell you my
I hadn't even considered it. Thanks for the info, Jess. Thanks.
My advice to a frontline soldier is find another job.
Well, it's dangerous work, and I get out of it as best I could. It doesn't seem like it's worth fighting for. Nope. Nothing over there. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark,
Rich Paul,
and Cantwell. from ChristopherCantwell.com.
There's only one thing better than Chris than enjoying a delicious BuzzBox coffee yourself, and that's giving BuzzBox coffee as a special gift to a family member or loved one this holiday for Valentine's Day. It's so easy, and all you need to do is, they've got a telephone number here. We hadn't been given that out before. You can go to coffee.freetalklive.com, but the telephone number is 866-336-6104. I'm going to give it to you again here in a minute. You just select Give BuzzBox at the top of the page. You can choose any roast or style of BuzzBox coffee, whole bean or specific grind, and you can make your gift 1, 3, 6, 9, 12 shipments, whatever you want. You can give a whole year's worth of BuzzBox. We all love coffee, so why not give your coffee lover at Valentine's Day the gift that you know they'll love? Light roast, medium roast, dark roast, espresso, decaf. By the way, they can change it, whatever it is that they want. They can change it in sort of mid-shipment. They're like, you know, I need something a little lighter than the medium roast. Fine. You can do that. They'll make it easy for you. Also, for the K-Cup users, they've got to have them include the reusable solo fill. When you give BuzzBox coffee as a gift, you know that you're giving what's truly the best of the best. It's USDA certified organic, shade grown, top 1% grade Arabica beans. It's fairly traded and helps support the many good causes of Kiva.org. Giving gifts has never been so easy. So you have an impact and make a difference one cup at a time by giving BuzzBox coffee for Valentine's Day now. Call 866-336-6104 or go to coffee.freetalklive.com and then select Give BuzzBox.
Would be like a great thing, like just have coffee like, taken care of.
It's taken care of.
I woke up the other day and I had finished off my coffee the other day and I was like, all right, I got to go stop by the supermarket and get coffee. And then life happens.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then I wake up and I'm like, I want coffee. And I'm like, oh no. I'm down to instant.
Yeah. Really,
that would be a very caring, kind gift to give to somebody, I think.
Are you lobbying for somebody to give you BuzzBox for...
I mean, they can if they want. They can go to ChristopherCantwell.com/donate, and they could either, like, give me money, and I'll go sign up for BuzzBox, or they send me a contact, and I'll give them an address, and I don't know if I want to give my readers my address. That could get scary. Never mind.
Your readers.
I wouldn't give your readers my address either.
Let's go to Mark in St. George, Utah. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Give me a P.O. box.
Mark?
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
I'm an entrepreneur here in Southern Utah, and... what I found is I'd like to run my business as the just get by part. But okay. More and more regulations are put into the system now that you can't run it that way. That you basically have to play the game like everybody else. In my line, you were an Andy man, you said at one time. So when you would give an estimate to somebody for something like doing cabinetry work, you'd go in there and do a free estimate. In my line of work, everybody basically wants to get paid in the front. I do appliance repairs, so you know if your washing machine breaks, you got to pay $90 just to get the guy to come to your house. Yeah. Well, I was running the business basically like you did. I didn't charge to go to the house. Over time now, I've had to play the game like everybody else because of the regulations that it put in and basically more and more of the competition. It's so frustrating that you want to start out with a business where you're trying to help the consumer rather than just make a huge profit, but then in the end you realize you have to make that profit because of what you have to pay in expenses to run the business in the sense of the fees, the Obamacare, the licensing, the insurances, all of this continue to go up so that you can't run a business that way.
Have you ever seen the movie Brazil?
Yes, I have. It was years ago. It was
I absolutely love that ago. Movie. It's about a renegade air conditioner repairman who doesn't work for the state air conditioner repair facility, and they consider him a terrorist because he goes around fixing people's air conditioning when the state can't. And,
I get flagged on Craigslist because of my ad by local other competitors. So, boom, I'm like, I'm just trying to advertise They don't like that I'm basically undercutting them.
That's crazy. Like, these people are spending their time combing Craigslist to make sure that nobody has a lower price than they do. What a bunch of losers.
Well, that's exactly the whole union philosophy, though, isn't it?
I mean, you force
people out of the labor pool, and then the price of labor rises. And it sounds like they're unioning you.
You know, they're running a Craigslist business out of their home, and then the city comes in and says, no can do. So then they're like, I'm forced to go to a storage unit, which I can't, how do I get my customers to go into a storage unit or get a storefront for $600? Well, that just jacks up all the prices. Because we're trying to help out the guy who lives in the trailer park, the new family just trying to start out. They don't have that kind of money. And when you do take that money from them, that means little Jimmy doesn't get a bicycle for Christmas. He doesn't get the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip. He gets something from the local pawn shop, or they have to go down and get it at the, thrift store.
It chokes me up a little bit, Mark. It really does choke me up a little bit, because this is really what makes America run is people like you that are going out and making it so the average person can survive. These other guys that are out there making it impossible, much more difficult for you to do your job, they're just spending time on not working and trying to, draw labor out of the market, as Rich was saying, whereas you're, you're genuinely helping people, and that's what entrepreneurism is about.
I literally have to put the business away and go to work for those guys because I can't make it anymore.
That's what it's like.
Tired of kicking against the bricks, I might as well be one.
Yeah. The other option is agorism.
Thanks for the call, Mark. Go right ahead.
The other option is agorism, and agorism is one of the more or less anarcho-capitalist philosophies, but this particular one basically says instead of going out and fighting the state, start your own business and ignore their rules and ignore their taxes and do business with people who don't care if you have a proper license or not. And, you can charge less for your service and still make more money personally than you might working for somebody else.
That's a good thing. I'm all for anybody who wants to try to do that. I was doing some of that in New York. I basically operated as an independent contractor. I created a PayPal account that would allow me to cash checks written out to a business name by taking a picture of it. PayPal has now destroyed that service, unfortunately. But I would say too, it's good for a lot of people if they're suited to it and if their trade will allow them to do it. The term agorism, I believe, was coined by Sam Konkin back in like the 70s, and I liked Rothbard's response to that. They're like, basically, you can't have a situation where everybody's a private contractor, right? Like, you can't manufacture automobiles that way.
It certainly isn't.
So it's great for people who are able to opt out of the system and sort of avoid the government regulators and the tax collectors and that sort of thing. But there needs to be, you're going to have factories and manufacturing lines and that sort of thing if you really want to accomplish anything.
855-450-3733. Your government regulation story. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free. That's the word free, F-R-E-E. You can give us a call, talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about employment issues, entrepreneurship, the minimum wage, a universal basic income guarantee. That's the way it goes on Free Talk Live. You can sort of derail the conversation. We'll switch it up, talk about something different. I want to tell you about ExpressCoin. ExpressCoin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. Whether it's a Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin, they actually have a few others over there at ExpressCoin.com. And you can get them very easily. All you have to do is use a check or a money order, send it off to them. They'll take care of it. As a matter of fact, it's fast, safe, inexpensive. Also, I've done business with ExpressCoin.com, and you know they do really, really great job. They're probably the easiest way to get bitcoins, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. They're certainly got the lowest, among the lowest rates. I mean, I haven't checked every place that you might get a bitcoin, but of the big places to do it, ExpressCoin.com makes it probably the most inexpensive. Use coupon code FTL to get up to $40. Worth of your favorite cryptocurrency, whatever it is you want over there, with no fee at all. So you use coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com, and you get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency, no fee. Obviously, you have to pay for the cryptocurrency, but you don't have to pay their fee on top of it, and that's really great. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their app. It's at expresscoin.com, and use that coupon code FTL. Let's go to the phones. We've got Matt in New Jersey. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, that was fast.
Well, there you go. Like, reveal our dark secret, why don't you, Matt? There's nobody else on the phone line.
Sorry.
No problem. No, there's nothing wrong with it. On Free Talk Live, sometimes when you don't hear us talking to people, that's because there's not calls. Go right ahead.
I thought perhaps it was because I wanted to talk about the topic on hand and they wanted to keep it topical.
Yeah, sometimes that happens.
That would imply that we were talented radio hosts.
No, it's true.
That happens when Ian's working.
Especially Ian, if you're on topic, he will definitely take you before the other folks. Also, if you're sort of a new caller, he doesn't recognize your name. He has a policy of taking ladies first, which I don't know whether he still does that or not, but I don't recognize that as far as I'm concerned.
Miss Sandrist,
you're married.
Yeah, I'm married and I hate them all. Go ahead, Matt.
So, I haven't been listening, but I heard you're talking about employment issues. I'm having one that's an employment issue that started today.
Okay, go ahead.
I go to work to tell my employer that I am going to be taking a sick paid leave starting on Monday of next week.
Okay.
And in Jersey City, where I live, there's a law that says employers must provide X amount of hours, up to 40 hours paid sick leave, if you work a certain amount of hours. I have definitely worked that amount of hours that I need to get the paid sick leave, but today when I went to request the time off, the reason I'm getting paid sick leave is because I'm getting my wisdom teeth removed.
Okay.
And when I went to request the time off, according to the law, which I'm entitled to, they denied me because they're not busy enough to pay me.
Well, you know, that's sort of the problem with laws, right? That they're like, every business shall do X, and then you go to the business and you're like, can you do this really expensive thing? And they're like, no, I can't because I don't have the money.
You could take them to court and shut them down, but of course then you won't have a job.
Yeah, it's not that much money to them. They're a pretty large business. They've expanded to over 10 stores. I'm thinking, you know, they're expanding currently, so they need the cash flow more. But I'm talking about not even one week's worth of pay. That's
ridiculous. Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, at this point, basically, I'm not going to say there's a contract, but there's an understanding as to how things are going to go, right? Like, the employer understands that if they hire somebody in New Jersey, they want to do business in New Jersey, and they hire people in New Jersey, that the employment law is what the employment law is. And you had an expectation when you got hired that they were going to follow the laws. If you had an expectation, if the agreement was, hey, look, we're just giving you a job here, and we'll decide what the terms are whenever we damned well feel like it, then you'd be working for the government, right?
You know who I'm working for? You sound exactly like my boss.
Hey, thank you very much. Joey Rizzo.
Who do you work for?
No.
Don't tell that. You can tell me, but then you'll have to kill me.
Joey Rizzo will kill your ass. All right. So, yeah, Matt, I think I think they're dead wrong, and I think you got to put a little pressure on them.
I tried. I'm just going to fill out the paperwork, submit it, take my time off. I'm not going to reschedule my surgery. I can't wait any longer.
I mean, is that what they were asking you to do? Are they asking you to do this on another week?
Okay, so they said not this week. So I go, okay, when? The answer to that was maybe after March.
Okay.
So they're asking me to potentially wait over a month to do this.
Now, do your teeth hurt?
Yes, I'm in pain. I can't really chew properly.
Yeah.
I mean, the look, as far as the arrangement with your employer, I mean, you know, if this is the thing, if this is the thing that you negotiated in a contract that they had to give you off whenever you want, then you've got a gripe, right? If your complaint is that they have to be in compliance with the law, well, I mean, the New Jersey law, I presume, says that they have to give you some amount of paid sick leave, but I'm willing to bet that your employer is doing this because said law does not tell them when they have to give you said sick leave, right?
Well, it doesn't say that it has to be at their convenience either.
Well, one thing, when it comes to negotiation, one of the things that you have to be ready for is to walk away from the table. What walking away from the table looks like in this circumstance is quitting and suing. So you need to be prepared. I think you're right.
I'd go check out what the statutes are before you start talking about suing somebody, because if the statute basically says that sometime during the course of the year they have to give you some time off, well, you know, they might have every legal right to tell you that.
If I had wisdom teeth hurting, and I have had wisdom teeth hurting, if I had that, I wouldn't care what the circumstance was. I'd have to get it taken care of.
Well, then you could say, hey, I'm going to not be at work these days because I can't come in. And then it's, well, okay, we can either fire you or not pay you or pay you, or, you know, they've got a range of options there, right?
Yeah.
There was a little bit of a twist to this also. When I went to request time off, they were...
M. Night Shyamalan came in and...
What's that?
No. They were a little fuzzy about the details, but basically I got out of them that they were going to announce tomorrow that that they're cutting people's hours because they can't pay them, basically. So I got the advance warning that tomorrow they're going to announce that people are getting cut hours.
Well, first I'd want to know if they're doing that.
Your issue is sounding like a first world problem to me. I mean, other people are getting their hours cut, and, you know, I understand that it's uncomfortable, and that, you know, maybe they can't guarantee you the money that you want when you want it, but, you know, there's people losing hours and maybe losing their jobs there at same time. That doesn't sound healthy.
Well, I mean, it sounds to me like this is like they're looking for ways to cut back on money, and at the same time that they're looking for ways to come back on money, the guy comes in and says, hey, I need some money for some work that I'm not going to be able to perform. And so I see where your employer is coming from. I understand that it's a difficult situation for you to be in, obviously, though.
I see where they're coming from, and as a liberty-minded person, I am conflicted with requesting, you know, them to follow the law. I personally don't think that any of these laws should apply to any private business. But
a contract would, and in the absence of a contract, like, you know, this, there's not a void out there, so you never had you didn't have to write all the laws into the contract because they already sort of existed as an agreement. Matt, I think I'd love to hear more about how this turns out, because, hey, you know, if you're on the other side of the situation, you could negotiate a little hotter than your employees can. Thank you very much. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. When it was written in 1787, the U.S. Constitution featured a unique innovation, the presidency. Instead of making laws, the president executes the laws Congress makes, and Congress can limit his authority by cutting off his access to money. Our first president referred to the office he held with a humble term. For Washington, the president was merely the chief magistrate. Yes, the Constitution makes the president commander-in-chief of the American military, with ample power to defend the country when attacked, but no power to launch wars on his own. James Madison stressed that the war power should rest with Congress, arguing that the trust and the temptation would be too great for any one man. Madison's idea stands in stark contrast to the presidency as it exists today. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
Valentine's Day is coming soon. Guns80.com wanted to show you some lovin', so they stripped their profits to the bone, lowered their prices to $400 for their Ghost AR kit. Valentine's Day offer ends on the 15th, so don't delay. Return the love. Go to Guns80.com, order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, background checks, no hassles, delivered to your door. I call that love. Go to Guns80.com. That's 844-248-6780. Order now, Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
I keep on thinking that you're saying that it's 855 is the time.
Now 855 is the it's a toll free line, and you know it used to be 800 and then 888, and then I think they tossed in 877, and then 866 and 855 came after that, and God knows what they were going to come up with after that, but it's a toll free line, 855-450-3733.
Call the 976 numbers.
I never called any of those things. I don't know.
Like, I never actually called like the phone sex lines. I did call the Miss Cleo thing, the psychic hotline. Oh, yeah. You ever call that?
No. When it comes to money, I'm just not that curious.
It was an incredibly terrible scam. So I called them. I was like drunk on Christmas Eve, and I saw the commercial, and I was like, I wonder what my future is going to be like.
Oh, mildly serious. Okay.
And I called them. And basically I was slurring my words, and so the woman told me I was an alcoholic, and I was like, I don't need a psychic to tell me that. And the worst part of it was that then they started calling me all the time. They started calling me up, and they were like, oh, hello. And I'm like, who is this? They're like, I have a message from Cleo. I'm like, what? I have a message from Cleo. I'm like, who the heck is Cleo? Miss Cleo's psychic hotline. I was like, why are you calling? And they're like, if you call now, you'll get 50% off. I was like, this is a scam. Stop calling me. And they called me until I changed my phone number.
Wow. I had no idea that they did that.
Yeah, it was incredibly harassing.
There you go. I had no clue at all.
I think they only do that with the really messed up people.
And this is what happens when you screw up the job market, ladies and gentlemen. People are like, I'm going to be a scam psychic because I can't get work because minimum wage is $16.
Yeah, what a big mess that is. Let's talk to Dave in New York. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. How's that job search going?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I'm doing rough, Dave. I was having some financial trouble, and I wonder if you could give me some advice on like investments that I could make to sort of pick my economic situation up a little bit.
Mark, do you remember when I called in Sunday night and I was telling you about how women lie?
Yes, I remember you were making generalizations about women lying. Yes.
Well, I just called because, like, I just got home from, like, my friend's house or whatever, and, like, you know, I was knocking her door, and I heard her. She was checking her phone messages.
Now we know that men lie, too, because he just said he has friends.
I knew she was home because I was, like, listening, whatever. Her phone was loud. I heard her checking her phone messages, going through her, you know, her emails and her phone messages and all that stuff. Like, I was, like, knocking her door or whatever. I knew she was home, but she wasn't answering because that's how the other caller said, oh, well, maybe they don't answer, you know, because I knew she was home because she wasn't answering her door because she was checking her phone messages, her TV was on, all that stuff.
All right. So basically you were eavesdropping at her door and then she didn't answer?
No, she didn't answer her door.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You're standing outside her door listening to her do stuff in her house. You're telling me that you're listening to her check her emails, apparently. I mean,
have one of those old crank computers.
She's not answering her door because she thinks you're being a creep.
No, see, you weren't on Sunday's show. You two guys weren't on this past Sunday's show. It was Mark and Ian.
I don't need to be on Sunday's show to know that you just told me you're eavesdropping at a woman's door and she doesn't want to talk to you.
Yeah, I got to say, Dave, I don't think she's that into you. And
because I knew she was home because, you know, I was checking her.
I got you. Do you understand what I've said, though?
You know what you should do is you should send her some YouTube videos, Dave.
Have her call in. I've got some advice for her.
She doesn't even call into the show.
Oh.
Well, Dave, here's what I recommend is if she doesn't think it's worthwhile to spend time with you, it's not worthwhile for you to spend time with her. Your time's valuable, and you shouldn't be wasting it on her if she's not going to be
Don't waste your time standing outside a woman's door listening to her phone calls, okay? It's not worth your time, Dave. Go make a YouTube video or something. They'll be lining up before you know it, pal.
How do I love thee? Let me count the restraining orders.
So we were talking about sort of the labor market and, you know, having a business and running it the way you want to run it. And there's a pretty extreme example of this coming out of Australia. Now, this is it's a news story about a situation that sort of had been going on there. But the story is relatively new. It was written on February the 2nd, 2015. But it really wouldn't matter that it's, you know, 8 days old at this point because it still sort of talks about an issue that it's important as far as running a business. There's a vegan guy, an Australian restaurant, Kingsland Vegan, promises that whether you're a vegan or a staunch carnivore, you'll be delighted by Kingsland's unique and diverse range of tastes and textures.
Sounds delicious.
One of the things that could be making the taste and texture so unique and diverse could be related to the ACT Health Inspector, Act Health Inspector, discovering live and dead cockroaches in the kitchen in April 2013.
Oh, that's good, because that way you get a little protein in your vegan diet.
They are a good source of the protein. And not particularly disease carriers when you compare, say, cockroaches to flies or humans.
Yeah.
Humans, you know, are pretty deadly to humans.
They're virulent little pustules, as we said the other day.
Yeah.
So, eating humans is a bad plan.
Yeah, there's all kinds of extra regulations around that one.
Yeah.
When Kingsland Vegan owner Con Hung was interviewed by that's his name, Con Hung.
I think that this was a nickname that he got. He probably told women that he was hung, and they called him Con.
There you go.
There you go.
He was interviewed about the bugs by health officials. Hung said that he was aware of the infestation, but, as the Brisbane Times noted, did not carry out pest control measures as it involved killing. Hung's lawyer said his client was passionate about his vegan values, but accepted in hindsight that his morals might have been misguided. His passionate vegan values must also have been misguided him from cleaning his restaurant at all, in addition to the protracted cockroach population. The Act Foundation found a number of other health violations of the Food Act.
I don't want to kill the dirt. The dirt has feelings, too. And when I hit it with Windex, it's not nice to do that to the dirt.
I just wonder about this. I mean, you know, so right? If you've got a vegan restaurant, your vegan values may say that you don't kill things.
And your vegan customers don't probably kill the cockroaches in their houses either. So it may well be that they're wanting exactly what they're paying for and receiving. They want it death-free, and the state's making them give it to them with cockroaches killing on the side.
The cockroaches are getting into the restaurant because they're climbing out of the hair and clothing of his vegan customers is probably what's happening.
Oh, Jesus.
And so, look, I have no sympathy for these people at all. I'm sorry to tell you, ladies and gentlemen,
awful.
You have sharp teeth for a reason. It's for tearing apart flesh. We are omnivores. Say it with me now. Omnivore. That means that you have been designed to kill things and to eat them. And if you don't want to do it, okay, you know, look, maybe you don't want to kill things, but guess what? You're alive because other people kill things. Let's get this idea through our heads.
I think that's really important. This is an important aspect, is because my wife has a large garden, and last year I had to, kill some poor gopher, shot him right in the side of the neck, and I'm sure it was very, very painless for him because he went real quick, just fell right over. But, you know, he was deader than hell, and it's because he would have gone in and eaten as, he would have eaten his fill and come back the next day and the next day and the next day. I mean, if you're choosing not to kill, and she kills a lot of bugs, slugs and bugs and all kinds of things. If you're a vegetarian, there's a lot of things die in order for you to get your food. Now, if by the way, if let's say you kill, the organic farmer kills 100 bugs in order to bring you your meal, and I'm having a steak, only one cow has died for that.
Certainly, and one cow died for quite a few steaks to get onto the menu there. But of course, we've got to kill locusts and whatever it is that would eat the grass that the cattle will graze on, or whatever it is that we're feeding the cattle. Stop pretending that you can just live this absolute. You know, you're not just going to be. I'm going to be at one with nature and never kill anything. Bull crap! It's not how it works. That means you're not one with nature. You're trying to put yourself above it, and that's not the way the world works. Nature doesn't care about you. Nature will just as quickly put you under a mudslide and suffocate you to death as it will give you air to breathe.
I had an argument with a University of Michigan ethics professor in a Denny's in Ann Arbor late one night.
This is already a good story.
And he was actually mostly libertarian, but he was an animal rights activist. And I told him, well, tell me this. You say the animals and people have equal rights. Well, is it wrong when a tiger eats an antelope alive? Is that tiger then bad? Should it be punished? And he says, well, no, a tiger isn't a moral agent. And I said, well, maybe that's a good basis for saying they don't have the same rights as a man.
I think it's interesting. I like the animal rights conversation, but I think that what's important to me about this article is that, look, I don't care, vegetarian, omnivore, strict carnivore, something dies in order to feed you, and that's just the reality of it. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
The Death Eaters.
Shiny badges on your jackets, shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost?
Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.